Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, Jake. Are we going to get the show back on the rails, or are we going to stay off the rails?
We'll see how it goes.
You got anything off the text line here?
I thought this was a pretty good one from Scott in Minnesota. He asked what you were hoping to see on Saturday. He said he's hoping for a Houston Christian field goal right before halftime. Coach Rule will go absolutely ballistic.
You know what? It's kind of messed up, but now I want to see that too. That's so messed up. As long as we're up like 42 to nothing, I'll find it okay. And then I'll be awaiting the leaked video afterwards.
That's right.
All right. Now let's officially put a button on Akron. There's just a bunch of random interesting stats, I thought. Pardon me. All right, here we go. As victory marks, let's see. Nebraska's 8th straight win against a non-conference opponent. The 8th straight wins over non-league foes is the longest for Nebraska since winning 12 straight against non-conference opponents from 1999 to 2001. Nebraska has held each of those 8 non-conference opponents to fewer than 20 points during the streak. Nebraska offensively had 494 passing yards, the second highest total in school history, trailing the 519 yards against Kansas State on November 10, 2007. Is that Joey Gans?
That's Joe Gans.
Dude, why is that guy not talked about more?
Just wish he got more playing time, I think, maybe early on in his career.
Dude, when he was in, go look at his stats. They're phenomenally phenomenal. The problem was it turned into basketball games because we couldn't stop anybody. My last year was 06. We couldn't stop anybody in 07.
Not your fault.
Somebody behind you, the lights went out on her. She's waving her arms trying to get him to come on. They just finally came back on for her. That was entertaining for me. Jake couldn't see a thing. Well, a lot of people confuse me with 07, 08. I'm like, no. My last year was 06. Get it right. Give me credit for things that I deserve credit for, but not anything else. All right. Let's see. 519 yards, Joey Gans against Kansas State on November 10th, 2007. All right. This past Saturday was the 10th 400-yard passing game of program history and the first since 2018 versus Wisconsin. How dare you crap on that 2018 team? Come on, Jake. Nebraska held Akron scoreless in the first half. I kind of alluded to this earlier. All right, but Nebraska has not allowed a first-half touchdown and has allowed just 5 combined points in the first half of its past 4 games. All right, Nebraska did not allow a rushing touchdown at home last season, and after Saturday night, the Huskers have not allowed a rushing touchdown in 8 straight home games. Indiana was on the road. Just remember that. The Huskers held Akron to 62 passing yards after limiting Cincinnati to 69 passing yards last week. It marks the first time Nebraska has held back-to-back opponents to fewer than 100 passing yards since the final 2 games of the 2019 season, which was Maryland had 57 passing yards, Iowa 99 passing yards. All right, Dylan Raiola's 4 passing touchdown mark is the first time a Husker has thrown for 4 TDs since Riker Fife. Shout out to Grand Island, threw for 4 TDs at Purdue in 2015. That was the game we had to come from behind in, wasn't it? Weren't we behind? We had to come back late to win.
I think we lost that game 55-45.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different game. All right. Can you confirm that?
What year
up.
Was this?
2015. Look that up real quick. All right, with his 364 passing yards, Raiola increased his career passing total to 3,426 yards, moving him into 10th place on the Nebraska career passing list. All right, and this is a typo, but I'm going to read it as written because it made me laugh when I read it. Ja'Cory Barney had 4 punt returns for 876 yards. I read that. And I was like, wait a minute. That's not right. That's got to be a record. 87 yards. But it says 876 here. All right. Barney's total punt returns. 876 punt return yards in one game. That's got to be a record. Barney's total punt return yards were the most by a Husker since DeMornay Pearsonell had three returns for 134 yards at Iowa in 2014. And an amazing punt return for a touchdown. Was it a punt return or kickoff return? Do you remember for a touchdown? DeMornay Pearsonell, Iowa 2014?
I would guess a punt return. Against who?
Iowa. That's a safe assumption. Probably a punt. Have you found out the score of that game?
Yeah, that was the 55-45 loss to Purdue. Remember, Daryl Hazel went 3-24 in conference games in his time there. That was one.
Dagger.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all good. We like to be factually correct here as much as possible. All right, Ja'Cory Barney had seven receptions for a career-high 132 yards, giving him 219 all-purpose yards. His 132 receiving yards are the most by Huskers since Trey Palmer. Had nine catches for 165 yards at Iowa in 2022. I don't think enough people appreciated Trey Palmer. I mean, we were excited. We were a fan of. He put that tweet out in the morning of games. He's all angry or whatever he would say, and that was great. He wasn't here that long, really 2 years, and then had the one breakout year, if I remember correctly. But we haven't had a guy like him since. And what he could do to defense is to take the top off the defense. You want to talk about a ricochet effect. That terrifies defensive coordinators. And it opens up everything underneath, which then also opens up the run game. Then if you try to stop the run game, bang, play action, pass over the top to Trey Palmer, which we saw more than a few times. All right, Nebraska had a 300-yard passer, a 100-yard rusher, that's Dylan Raiola, Emma Johnson, and a 100-yard receiver, Ja'Cory Barney, in the win. Nebraska's 92 punt return yards in, Saturday's 92. I feel like that thing constantly changes. Because I've seen 87, 876, and now 92. In tonight's Saturday night's game, bettered its season punt return total than any of the past four seasons. So not just last year, not any of the past four seasons. All right, here's a random fun question for you, Jake. How many total Huskers do you think recorded a tackle in the win?
Oof.
And know that it's a large number?
Yeah, let's go with 30.
40.
40.
I was astounded by that.
That's a lot.
That's four deep. That's four deep right there. All right. Anything off the text line? You got any thoughts real quick, Jake?
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Just one question here from 288 that said, do you think playing two cupcakes before Michigan will hurt Nebraska?
So Matt Rhule said, I believe it was Monday. I could be wrong. I think it was Ms. Monday press conference that playing Northern Iowa hurt them going into Illinois last year. Which I get how that can happen. I think that happening last year will teach them a lesson and it won't happen again this year. One of the reasons, going back to Cincinnati, one of the reasons I know people were pissed about things. That the separation in the score wasn't enough. It took a last second play to win the game, which, by the way, we're not known for doing, so I'm glad we figured out how to do it. and the run game, or the stopping the run game, and getting after the quarterback wasn't there, and et cetera, et cetera. I get all that. We're the youngest team in the Big Ten. And I was just like, first game of the year, you never know what's going to happen. I've said it like a million times. So I'm going to say it one last time here. I won't say it anywhere else or here again. You don't have a preseason. We're the youngest team in the Big Ten. We have a lot of new, three new coordinators. They have a lot of new. They are better, and it's not even a question, than they were last year. Again, I thought we'd be favored by more. I really thought we'd win by double digits. But at the end of the day, I was like, if we just get the win, that's by far the biggest thing. Because then we're going to be 3-0. And that sounds a whole lot different than 2-1 and losing to Cincinnati. We're going to be 3-0. And then what happens is you have the opportunity. You escape Arrowhead with a win. Whether you're happy about the game or not, the process to getting the win. Honestly, there were things to improve on. And we saw that improvement for Akron. I was like, just get the win. But then you have an opportunity to get better and improve. And you really have 3 weeks to do it with two games in between Cincinnati and Michigan. I was like, you walk out of there, out of Arrowhead with the win. You're now going to be 3-0. You now have a chance to see what you need to get better at. Rule even flat out said, you don't really see what you need to work on until you see it versus another team. You basically have 3 weeks of practices, two games. Some people have called them scrimmages, whatever, to get better. And if you handle that the right way, that almost sets up perfectly heading into Michigan, a home game in Memorial Stadium with a true freshman quarterback who, by the way, had the worst QBR of any FBS quarterback in the country last week. Now, he may win the Heisman one day, but he ain't winning it this year. And without your head coach, who, by the way, can't even be in the building to help you prepare for Nebraska next week. So if they handle it the right way, and maybe what happened last year will help them prepare for this year, we will be better off for it. Or you can get used to playing at a certain level, and then all of a sudden you have to play Michigan, and you're shocked. And I think that's what Rule was alluding to last year with Illinois, which is why I think he ripped into him like a monkey on a cupcake at halftime, because he was not going to let that happen again. So I am not as concerned this year that that's going to be a negative going into Michigan. What say you, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, I like your kind of breakdown there. I mean, obviously, I think it is going to be it's not a surprise. They know what was going in, but getting an adjustment, like you said, when they do step on the field against Michigan to kind of get back into the fighting spirit against a team that's going to be able to punch back a little bit. It'll be their toughest matchup of the year. So, I mean, I could see it. And I said this too. I mean, I think if they knew that they would beat Akron 68-0, they might have put a little bit more difficult game in front of them, in front of, Michigan too. But it's just, it is the way it is. You play who's in front of you. And that's what makes this week kind of interesting. You almost kind of have to think through it of like, you're preparing for Michigan. You never mm-hmm. want to think through an opponent.
Yes.
But this is like the one example where it's kind of like,
yeah,
pretty much kind of think through it and prepare for Michigan, play and call the game of Houston Christian like you are getting ready for the Wolverines.
Absolutely. I have absolutely no problem with that, especially where Houston Christian wants to run the ball more, a lot like Michigan. And I don't want to give away, too much for next week. Michigan's wide receivers are the worst position group they have on that entire team, by the way. Just looking ahead to next week a little bit. True freshman quarterback who's out of this world talent-wise, but is not there yet with everything else, thrown to a bunch of guys who are the worst, unequivocally the worst position group on that entire Michigan team is the wide receivers. And dare I say, our pass defense is the best thing we do this year right now, up to this point. So I don't want to get too far ahead, frankly, because we have shows next week. We need to talk about this stuff next week. But just so you know, I've been looking ahead and doing a little recon as well. Nebraska, I don't want to say we should have every advantage going into this because that's misleading. But they don't have their head coach. They have a true freshman quarterback. They're coming off a tough road loss. Now, they do have, it's not like they're coming into Lincoln the very next week, but we should be fresher. We've had weeks to prepare, improve, and get better. Like, we haven't had to focus specifically on an opponent. if we're being truthful and fully honest, we've been able to focus on an opponent and ourselves and get better. When you have to just focus on an opponent and you're just doing what it takes to win that upcoming game, that's different than that and allowing yourself to actually get better. And it's on our home field. Now, we'll see. I predicted us to beat Michigan before the season started. Admittedly, I thought Michigan played pretty good versus Oklahoma. And their defense, special teams, are rock solid as always. They are well coached as always. They run the ball better than I thought they would against Oklahoma. They ran it better than I thought they would versus Oklahoma. In both their games, they've had explosive runs. Their down in, down out yards per carry average isn't going to wow you, but they have yet to be held without multiple explosive rushes in a game, and that includes in Norman, Oklahoma. So we'll get more into that next week. A little bit of a teaser there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.